And welcome back to Inside Florida Racing. Good evening, everyone. Before we set Bonehead loose with his karting segment, we want to squeeze another driver in here, and it's Robbie Storer. Hi, Robbie. Welcome to Inside Florida Racing.
Hi. Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
What's happening, Robbie? This is one of my old neighbors, CC.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I used to live in Wesley Chapel, and to drive down Chancey Road all the time and drive right by his house all the time. What's happening, Robbie?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. This is Bonehead.
Hey, man.
Remember me?
Yes.
27 late model?
Sure.
Come on, man. Yeah. Now, talk to us about the mini stocks. Now, are you going to be racing in the mini stocks there in Citrus County Speedway?
I am. Jim Curry called me a couple weeks ago and motivated me to, get my car back out and get it ready to race the 100-lapper.
That's going to be a big race. I think it's wonderful, first off, guys, that there's no entry fee. I think that's going to be quite an enticement probably for a lot of guys that haven't been doing a lot of racing lately. And it just looks like it's got a lot of great sponsorship, a lot of support behind it. The payout looks good, and Now, Robbie, are you maybe making any attempts to contact some drivers that you know that maybe haven't been racing in a while and invite them to join you?
I have, and the few guys I've talked to, seem excited about it, that they are considering running it also.
So what? I am unfamiliar with your racing career, Robbie. So where do you normally race, and how long have you been racing the minis?
Well, I started in 1985 at the Tampa Fairgrounds. The the last 6 or 7 years, over the years, I ran like a limited late model type thing. Mm-hmm. Won the points championship at Auburndale a few times, and then like the last 6 or 7 years, I ran the Florida Mini Stock Challenge Series and won the points championship twice. With them.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Robbie, the guys that run the mini stocks, they should be really excited about the 100 laps, huh?
Oh, yeah, they definitely should. It's a big race. We used to have the 100 lapper each year at New Smyrna with the Governor's Cup, and they took that away, kind of. So I think, a lot of people are kind of looking forward, to this one at Citrus County.
Now, what kind of car you got to take there? You got one that looks like a late model, like we were talking to Rick Thurmans last week. He's coming with one that looks like a late model.
Right, yeah, I definitely do. I'm kind of in the minority. I have a Dodge front-wheel drive car, to race against mostly the Fords is what we compete against.
Right, now, Dodge front-wheel drive, now, in the rules of your class, do they allow you to run a tube-chassis car, or you got to run a stock?
It is. We are allowed. Like, most of the newer cars are all tubular chassis. We have to have a stock. Basically, like the subframe has to be stock, but the rest of it can be all tubular chassis.
Okay, CC, you know what I hear right here? Is that Robbie's got something up his sleeve right here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because he's showing up with something that ain't nobody else has got. And if he goes and waxes them up, they're all going to be looking at him like, what the heck is this, man? You let him run front-wheel drive?
Hey, I love that he's driving a Dodge.
I ran for the last 6 or 7 years. I've built a couple new ones since then, but I basically have sold them. Older car seems to work better than the other ones have.
Yeah, I know you've aggravated them for years with that front-wheel drive stuff.
Right.
These guys that run the rear-wheel drive cars. You're running Dodge. What kind of motor you got in that thing?
It's a Chrysler 2.2. Which is 2,200 cc's. We've come up with a piston rod combination, camshaft, and of course header and carb bearer that seems to work pretty good, against the Fords.
Yeah, the Fords. When they build them up, man, they turn them up and really make some horsepower out of them. Who's helping you out with your car, sponsor wise, or doing your motors and stuff for you? You want to give them some plugs?
Yeah. I have a couple different machine shops that help me. But my main sponsor is Autoland, which is my parents' a used car lot here in Zephyr Hills. And, I definitely have to thank them for the support.
Yeah, I know that. I still have my Action Auctioneers supporting me, my dad with the auction there in Zephyr Hills. So,
right.
You know, without without that, you know, that's been on. I guess that's something that stays with us. Dads always give us a little support.
Oh yes.
Even though it's only $100.
Yeah, but that's $100 you wouldn't have had to begin with. So.
Right. Yeah, but I really, you know, I do think that you know, the main stock, I kind of feel that there could be, you know, 40 to 50 cars for this, you know, for this race in Citrus County. The you know, it's a good group of guys, you know, that I, you know, like I say, I've raced with for, you know, last 6 or 7 years, and there's definitely some, you know, talented mini stock drivers in Florida.
I'm looking forward to it. I think I might actually make the road trip up there to that race. I think since it's such an unusual and really a rarity of the race like this for the mini stocks, and it's a 100-lapper, I think it's definitely going to be a race for fans to make the trip.
And following the mini stock race, the 100 laps,
yeah,
they got figure eights.
Oh, well, I'm there.
In the mini stocks or regular figure eights?
Regular figure eights.
Hey, Robbie, let me ask you something. Do you think that, will you run every week, not every week, but do you run Citrus weekly?
No, I don't. I haven't, I never have really, you know, like as a points deal or anything like that.
Okay.
When the mini stock challenge went there, I mean, we, you know, I've probably raced there, you know, 10 times over the last few years.
Well, this is a perfect question for you then. When you guys get together here, let's say that 30 cars show up. When that driver's meeting happens and you guys are all standing there, just you mini stock guys, one of you guys should voice up and talk to some of these guys right at that time and see, is there any interest in you guys trying to make some kind of show? You know what I'm saying? So you
right.
can have more races.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree. I hated to see the challenge series, you know, go away. It was just kind of a, you know, at the time, you know, last year, you know, especially, you know, with the gas prices, everything, you know, just whole, the economy, you know, it was just kind of funny that it just seemed like it hit the mini stock class, you know, a lot of the drivers, you know, in construction and different, you know, things. I mean, it just seemed like it just almost wiped out the mini stock class. I mean, it got down to where there was only 8 or 9 cars showing up for them big, you know, for the mini stock challenge races.
Hey, CC, can you
what you need?
Can you add up the purse there for the 24 cars there real quick while we're talking? Coming up.
Hold on.
This is what it's going to take, though, Robbie. Okay, when you throw these guys together, because I mentioned something to Thurman's the other day, or last week, whenever it was, about getting a series together. I always say, yeah, I'd like to do that. I'd like to get a series together. It sounds good. When it comes to what you're going to race for, when you go to present this to different racetracks, you know, because you got to try to fit in, you know, you got to try to make it happen.
Right.
I mentioned, you know, about racing for free. Well, nobody wants to race for free, obviously. That's not really what it comes down to, but one of you guys seriously needs to do to try to be to head the thing up, you know. If the race is a success, if there's 30 cars there, if 30 cars indeed show up for this 100-lap race, and they're not just all cars that run there locally, they're guys that came in that have these late model looking cars, I think you guys should formulate a little deal and see if you can do something, you know.
Yeah, I heard Rick's you know, comment about, you know, that we definitely don't want to run for free. It's just that, you know, like, you know, like he said, the expense has just gotten, you know, so much. Of course, him and I are on the, you know, we've done it for so long that we're kind of, you know, I've got my kids into go-kart racing and everything now, and I've kind of backed off on my own racing. So it was just kind of a, you know, wherever I heard him, I was kind of like, well, I agree. You know, I mean, I can't, you know, go to just, you know, not to run for nothing. Which there is a lot of new, you know, new drivers and everything. You know, the whole class was kind of, you know, originally based as a beginner's type class, and it's kind of grew into, you know, 4-cylinder late model type cars.
When I said that, I didn't mean in literal racing for free, because I when it comes to stock car racing, and like I've said before, I've told everybody what I think, and that is that, you know, if there's somebody charging an admission to get in the gate to watch us race, then we need to be paid.
Right.
Okay? That's simple. And because we do bring a lot to the table in each one of the different classes, because I don't consider any of them. The guy that brings a mini stock in the bomber class, okay, he still has got expense to come there and, you know, should in some cases not be paid, but, you know, they should all be paid something at least something, you know, that separates them from just the guy in the grandstand. But
hey, Rob.
What's the number?
Okay, through 1st through 24th, it's over $5,700.
Okay, $5,700. So they did no entry fee in that, and if there was 24 of them, and they did a $50, they could get $1,200 of it. So you basically, you'd be going to a racetrack, you know, if you guys did a $50 entry fee altogether, you'd be going to a racetrack asking for, you know, $4,500 or something. So, if you indeed had 24 cars, racetracks would love to take it.
Yeah, well, three or four. I think if, let's see how this one goes. So I was talking with some people about this the other day, Rob, and, you know, right now is like, probably not a really good time to be starting to put series together for all kinds of reasons, but if they could have three or four, you know, a handful of big races like this a year and do them really good, I think people like Robbie and Rick and the guys that have been doing it a long time would be more than happy. Huh, Rob?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
12 race deals and all that, I don't see that happening again. Not anytime soon.
No, and I wouldn't do that neither. I just need for them to be able to have more than just one.
Yeah.
You know, they only have this one, and I know how it is. You know, they Robbie'd like to go race, you know, sure, five times a year. It'd be great.
Yeah. Well.
And not necessarily even have anything, not necessarily any kind of points deal, but just to be able to get guys to commit that would go. That's the thing, is getting guys to say, yeah, okay, I'm going to put it on my schedule to go, then when the time comes, only five cars show up.
Okay. Hey, guys, we need to wrap this up. Robbie, thanks so much for
April
joining
11th.
Us, and we look forward to seeing you up there at Citrus County Speedway on April 11th, and help spread the word. If you're out there and you're listening, tell your friends, you know, that have the cars that are sitting in the garage, break them out, come and be in this race April 11th, Citrus County Speedway, and plan to attend. Just come have fun. And watch the race. It's going to be a good time. Thanks so much, Robbie.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy.
Okay.